Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Roads in the Red Rock, federal versus local control. These are often fighting words when it comes to conversations surrounding the nearly 23 million acres of public lands in Utah. But a new collection of stories shows that recreationalists and preservationists may have more in common than they think. Joining me now to talk about stories about Utah's canyon country by people who live there is Jessie Embry. She is Associate Director of the Charles Redd Center for Western Studies at Brigham Young University and joins me from the office in Provo. And Jessie, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning. And Lynn Stevens is also with us on the line. He's a former San Juan County Commissioner and current member of the Governor's Balanced Resources Committee. And Lynn, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
So what stories do you have about discovery, adventure in the Red Rock? How do you think policymakers could improve the dialogue surrounding public lands? Give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Jessie, I want to start with you and this project. You and a couple of your colleagues interviewed about 36 current or past residents of southeastern Utah. First, before we get to their stories, give us a profile of who these folks are.
This is a wide variety of people that we got, people that I know in San Juan County, including the Reds, and we just went out and talked to a variety of people who enjoy the public lands from a variety of walking and hiking and looking and working on the public lands.
Mm. You note the unique relationship the people who live in canyon country have with the land, since in most cases they're surrounded by land that's owned and controlled by the government. And yet in many ways, the land is seen as a playground, Jessie.
And that's what I really like, the quote that we have at the very beginning of the booklet from a BYU student named Jordan Grover, who said, "Everything revolves around the public land there. A more appropriate question than what we asked is, what do you enjoy about the public lands?" He said a more appropriate question be, "What do you remember that you didn't do on the public lands?"
Hmm. So why collect these stories? Why is it important?
I think that there, often we just think of the contention. There's been a lot of contention recently in San Juan County about public lands and who has the right to use them and who doesn't have the right to use them. That I think there is more common ground, that people all enjoy the public lands. And if we look for those common grounds of enjoying the public lands, we might be able to understand where people are coming from.
Mm. Lynn Stevens, you are live in San Juan County. You tell stories in the book about remembering Westwater Canyon. Where is Westwater Canyon, and what made that such a special place for you?
Well, when we were growing, Westwater Canyon is a canyon about 1 mile west of the city limits of Blanding. And when we were growing up, the city water system was not consistent or dependable, and there was a spring of good water in the canyon, and so a lot of people went there to get drinking water in milk cans and buckets. But it was also a running stream. There was a lot of fun activities. There were cliff dwellings and good hiking areas, and it was just seemingly a very safe and enjoyable place for young people to go play.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, Lynn, why did you decide to contribute to this research effort? Well, why do you think it's so important to tell these stories of the land?
Well, Blanding is a town in San Juan County, and San Juan County is 92% public land, and that's 92% of nearly 6 million acres, so only 8% of the land has any kind of tax-bearing economic input. I certainly have been a big part of public lands issues in the state of Utah. I was Governor Huntsman's first director of public lands policy, and as a county commissioner was very much involved with all of the citizenry on the economic aspects of them being able to survive in this part of Utah. Just by use of public lands along with private, very small amount of private lands to make a living. And tourism is a big part of the economy of this part of Utah, and we had a lot of emphasis placed on availability of and access to the public lands so that visitors could enjoy it.
The collection of these stories, there's quite a range of viewpoints, but I do think that there is a lot of commonality. And Jesse Embry, was there anything that struck you as you were collecting these, you know, what is in effect oral histories? What are some of the threads there that you saw a lot of people shared?
The editor of the volume, Charlotte Pulferman Smith, who goes by Carly, so that's what I'll call her, went through all the interviews. She's a graduate student in rhetoric here at BYU, and so she picked out some common themes that she saw that nearly everyone talked about: adventure, about prehistory, about history, about the scenery, and about the work that they did. Those, and those just seem to be common themes that stood out in all the interviews. So with those common themes in mind, we have many stories in 36 interviews, but we picked out some of the stories that we thought most best represented and people who told good stories and put them in the book.
There's one story by someone named Andrew Gulliford, talking about how the land is really just one big museum. Who is Andrew Gulliford?
Andrew Gulliford is a professor of history at Fort Lewis College in Durango, Colorado, actually. But he has purchased property in Bluff and hopes to retire there. And he works a lot with bringing groups from Colorado to San Juan County, but he also likes to explore, to hike, to hunt, and do a variety of other things in San Juan County. So he has enjoyed covering the land in many different ways.
In the broader discussion, Lynn Stevens, you've been as close as anyone to the contentious issues that are going on when we talk about public lands here in the state. What do you think is missing from the broader public lands discussion? Or maybe not even missing, but we're not hearing enough of?
Well, I think probably the element that has the greatest value that we should expand on is the value of collaboration and working together with the different vested interest groups and different personal interests for the maximum use of the public lands for what would be at least a balance or an optimum amount of satisfaction for all parties. Certainly the economy of this area is very heavily dependent on being able to have access to and use the natural resources from the land. Certainly it is so huge that we need to respect the solitude and the desires of the hikers and others who want to be out into the open. And so probably what's missing is a willingness on the part of what I'm going to call antagonists to listen to each other and then come to some balanced agreement on how there's enough land here that everybody can have their needs met if they just cooperate.
The booklet that Jesse has compiled, though, I mean, there are many fine memories of growing up in this kind of remote, sometimes harsh, but very inviting environment that people here in Utah really love and want to embrace. When you say antagonists, I mean, can you have strong feelings about recreation versus preservation one way or the other? Can you have those strong feelings and still have a spirit of cooperation? Lynn Stevens?
Yes, I think that's practical and it's needed. The situation that becomes contentious seems to be hardline, all or none, and not necessarily willing to listen to or even concede to an alternative use of portions of the land. My goodness, we got more than 9,000 square miles of land, and it has every imaginable facet of outdoorness, and so we certainly should cooperate more and communicate more on a positive outcome formula.
Where do you think the antagonism is coming from? Is it from within San Juan County? Is without San Juan County? Is it from all sectors involved?
Well, it's probably fair to say all sectors are involved, but the people who grew up here in San Juan County, and I'm a second generation descendant of the first Holden Rock pioneers. And the contention from the local people originates from a lot of outside non-resident imposing of rules, regulations, demands, and lawsuits to create some difficulties on how the local people feel the public land includes the local people who are part of the public.
But shouldn't that discussion, I mean, this land belongs to all of us. If 92% of it belongs to the federal government, it really is the entire country's concern that wilderness is preserved, that people can still play in nature's playground.
That's absolutely correct. But how much is enough? And that's part of the issue. It's kind of a cynical comment you hear from local people a lot, and I've used it myself. If this belongs to the entire United States, why don't they somehow participate more in the cost of being here? For example, San Juan County's search and rescue would never get a response from somebody in New York City who claims to own this land, but if we called for help, they wouldn't come. So there's a big burden of cost to the local people in allowing all aspects of use of the land, but there's not a big contribution by all the users.
Just very briefly, we've only got about 10 seconds left for this to answer, but what will diffuse the tensions? Is it naive to think that a bunch of memories are going to contribute favorably to the conversation? Lynn Stevens.
Well, what will diffuse the contention is for people to be willing to sit together in a civil discussion and analyze the values of all points of view of all users.
Lynn Stevens, former San Juan County Commissioner, current member of the Governor's Balanced Resources Committee, and Jesse Embry, Associate Director of the Charles Redd Center for Western Studies at BYU. Thanks to you both for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
City Views is a production of KCPW News. Thanks to Tamara Kemsley and Katie Sheen Abbott and Jesse Ellis. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce.